Welcome to the Portuguese Blog Podcast, brought to you by Transparent.com. Hi, I'm Rachel from the Portuguese Blog. Today, we're going to learn the terms to describe communication and getting in touch with someone.
Estou tentando entrar em contato com o Marcelo. Já liguei para a casa dele, mas ninguém está atendendo. Ele me deu o número de seu celular, mas não anotei. Não adianta mandar e-mail se ele não está em casa. Já escrevi para ele no Orkut, mas ele não deve ter visto. Se eu tivesse o número dele, mandaria um SMS. Preciso avisá-lo sobre o jogo. É urgente.
Let's break it down piece by piece.
Estou tentando entrar em contato com o Marcelo.
Entrar em contato com means to get in touch with. Tentar means to try. Altogether, this phrase means, I'm trying to get in touch with Marcelo. Note that when we refer specifically to a person using his or her name, we have to use the article, which in this case is masculine, o, since we are referring to a man. If we were to translate this literally, we would say, with the Marcelo.
Já liguei para a casa dele, mas ninguém está atendendo.
This means, I already called his house, but no one is picking up. Ligar means to call, and atender means to pick up or to answer the phone. Note that ninguém means no one, and dele is the possessive for his. Also note that we use the progressive tense like we would in English when we say that no one is answering the phone.
Ele me deu o número de seu celular, mas não anotei.
Here the speaker says, he gave me his cell phone number, but I didn't write it down. Anotar is to write down, and celular is cell phone. Note that we say the number of his cell phone, o número de seu celular, and that in this case we use seu for the possessive of his, though we could also use dele.
Não adianta mandar e-mail se ele não está em casa.
Adiantar is a very useful verb that means to help or to be worth doing something. To get an idea of how it's used, here's an example. Não adianta voltar para o escritório porque já está fechado. There's no use in going back to the office because it's already closed. In this case, we say, it won't do any good to send an email if he's not home. Estar em casa means to be at home. Mandar e-mail means to send email, and note that we pronounce email in the Portuguese way with the A-I-L. Remember, PDAs are very expensive in Brazil, and fewer people have Blackberries and iPhones than they do in the United States.
Já escrevi para ele no Orkut, mas não deve ter visto.
This means, I wrote to him on Orkut, but he must not have seen it. Orkut is the most popular social networking site in Brazil, and many people use it. There's a part similar to a Facebook wall called scraps, where people leave each other messages in order to communicate. Note that we often use já when using the simple past tense, but we don't always translate it directly, saying already, and instead just make it implicit in the past tense like we do here. In this case, we use dever, to should or must, to mean he must not have seen it.
Se eu tivesse o número dele, mandaria um SMS.
In this sentence, we use the conditional tense. Here, the speaker says, if I had his number, I'd send him a text message. Mandar is to send. An SMS, or SMS, is a text message and stands for Serviço de Mensagens Curtas. They are also referred to as torpedos SMS and mensagens de texto. Text messages are a very common way of getting in touch with someone in Brazil, since cell phone calls are very expensive and text messaging is considerably cheaper.
Preciso avisá-lo sobre o jogo. É urgente.
This means, I need to tell him about the game. It's important. Precisar is to need, and avisar is to warn or to tell. Here, we say tell him and have to use a contraction, which we cut off the R from the infinitive, add a dash, and a L-O, since it is a male we are referring to. Urgente means important or urgent. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast, and stay tuned for the next one.